there, boys and girls. Come right on in and join us for the Children's Bible Club meeting this week. We're glad you've joined us. I hope you'll have a good time and a blessing as we sing and have a good story. In fact, a true story. A story you can read for yourself in Genesis chapters 1 and 2. But first, let's join in singing with these enthusiastic choir kids. Choir, we always appreciate the kids' good singing, don't we? You know, it always does Aunt Carolyn's heart good to receive letters from CBC listeners. I hope you'll write to Aunt Carolyn this week. I'd love to hear if the broadcast is a help and blessing to you and the call letters of the good station you're hearing. And as I mentioned recently, if you have a snapshot of yourself to send, we would really enjoy that, too.
Write this week, Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570, USA. Or write by email to AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. And did you know that you can hear the Children's Bible Club broadcast throughout the week on the Internet? Yes, on your computer. Open our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com. When that comes up, click on CBC Radio Program Listing. Then click on the title of the story you would like to hear. It's just that easy. You can listen by yourself, or when you have friends over, you can listen together. And now, here's the choir again before story time.
Amen. That's the clue for story time.
What would you do if you needed a new shirt or dress? Would you just say, "Shirt, come forth"? No, of course not. Mother would have to pick out some material and sew it together to fit you, or you would have to buy one ready-made at a store. But when God created the earth, He made it from nothing. He just spoke the words and it came into existence. The earth, sky, waters, fish, and birds. But when the sixth day of creation came, God looked out across all the world's dry land, millions and millions of miles of land with lots of lush grass and shrubs and berries, but there was nothing on it. There was nothing to enjoy that good grass God had made. But God knew what to do. He commanded, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures." And suddenly, the world came alive like a beehive. There were cattle and camels, horses and hyenas, bears and baboons, lions and lambs, tiny quick mice and big lumbering elephants, spotted leopards and striped tigers. How amazing it is that God could think of so many animals, and how mighty He was to be able to create them. It must have been a joy to God to see all His living creatures. Now He had His own private aquarium, aviarium, and zoo. The whole wide world was a sanctuary for God's creatures. But God still wasn't finished with His great plan of creation. He looked over all His creatures and saw that they were very good, but there was something lacking. The animals and birds and fish obeyed God. They did what He gave them by instinct to do, but there was none that could talk with God. There was not one that could love God and fellowship with Him and worship Him. Oh, God fixed that too. In a wonderful way, He formed man out of the dust of the ground, the same elements from which the ground is made. God made man different from any of His other creations. Man is not an animal. When God made the animals, He gave them a body and the instincts by which to live. But He created man special, in God's own image. He gave man a body, but then He breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God put within man a living spirit that would never die, a spirit that could know God and talk with Him and love Him. And God blessed the man and gave him the right to rule everything else He had made. God named the first man Himself and called him Adam. But then He let Adam name all the animals. What a job! God brought all the animals past Adam, one kind at a time, for Adam to name. What a parade that must have been! And God must have given Adam a very brilliant mind to be able to think just what to call each one. Some short names like cow and fox, some big names like rhinoceros and hippopotamus. But as much as Adam may have liked and enjoyed all the animals, he couldn't find even one to be a companion, a mate for him to love and with whom to have fellowship. So God fixed that problem, too. Isn't God good to do everything just perfectly? Anyway, God put Adam into a deep sleep, rather like a heavenly anesthetic, I think. And God took a rib from Adam and formed a lovely creation. Well, when Adam woke up, he was thrilled to see a person much like himself, made of his own bone and flesh, and he called her Woman, and then named her Eve, the mother of all living. What a joyful day that was when at last there was a companion for Adam. God met man's every need, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful. So God's creation was perfect, complete, finished, and the next day God rested, satisfied with all he had made, and he never again created anything from nothing to add to his wonderful universe as he did in the beginning. God made the world and all things in it, and his crowning creation was man. Do you know the purpose God has for all men, for every girl and boy? Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Our only purpose is to bring pleasure and honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, it's a strange fact that when we live to honor the Lord and do his pleasure, he somehow makes it turn out for our good and our pleasure too. Oh, the Lord is wonderful. We should run to him in humility and repentance and faith and serve him with all our hearts. As Samuel said, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you." And now, this is Aunt Carolyn saying, be listening next week, and God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.